This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio. I'm Will Hardy.
And I'm Roy Jones. Sorry about that.
Praise the Lord.
We didn't realize we were live, sir.
And Roy, you know, on last week we were talking about walking down memory lane, and we had thoughts and memories of, you know, good things that happen and bad things that happen. And so in the midst of all of that, we turn our attention to the book of James chapter 1. Mm. And we know we love James.
Yes,
and,
we do.
So we want to talk a little bit about James and how God works through the scriptures as he is inspiring James to write these passages in chapter 1, and how it affects us in the time that we're living in.
That's great, Will. Let's just read, let's get it started, and we'll read the scripture, and then we'll come back and walk through it together. But you know, James chapter 1, verse 2, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. So, Will, when someone hears that, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. So how does a person consider it pure joy when they're in the middle of a storm, Will?
Well, you know, that I think, Roy, is the million-dollar question. And when we talk about being joyful in the midst of a trial, we cannot look at the trial. We have to look at the one who is taking us through the trial, because God does not allow anything to happen to his children where he does not give us the strength to get out of it. So as a born-again believer, if we keep our eyes on Jesus and not on the trial, then we could see how God, through his Son, gives us strength to be able to endure. So we're looking at him taking us through it, and as we're because we know he will. So as he's taking us through it, we experiencing the joy of his strength, of his endurance, of his power, of his authority. All of these things gives us hope, because we are not people who are hopeless. We are people who have hope. So when we go through the trial, we look at Jesus. Jesus gives us joy, strength, endurance, to be able to endure it, and that's where the joy comes from.
Yeah, and I think joy also is an attitude, right? It's a chosen position that you know, because of that faith, and you know because of who undergirds you, that it's going to be okay. So therefore, you choose joy rather than expecting a feeling or an emotion of happiness. Joy is, you say, you have a conscious decision that my Father has me, and I will be joyful in this journey as well.
And joy, you know, it, as you stated, joy is everlasting And happiness is temporary.
It is, and yeah. It's an attitude, right? It's truly a joyful is being the right attitude as part of that receiving from God.
But my attitude can't be joyous if I put my eyes on the trial rather than Jesus Christ.
Yes, exactly.
So that, I think, says myriads to the first part of that scripture.
And the second piece says, because you know, and this is the other thing I think you have to remind yourself, right, is the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything were easy all the time, would you develop a stronger faith? And the answer would be no.
Exactly.
Because you would have nothing to base that on, mm-hmm. right? You would just know that you would have maybe a subconscious or subconscious that God's got it, but you wouldn't be totally conscious you were depending on him. And I think your behavior would be less than discipline might be the right word to recognize that it's all coming from him if you didn't have to go through trials.
Absolutely, because it's nothing is of our own strength.
And the reason we chose this for this time of year, here it is post-Christmas, just a few days after Christmas, and people are thinking, oh my, how am I going to take care of these bills? How am I going to, I may not have a job at the first of the year. What am I going to do for a job? My child's sick. My spouse is sick. All these things are coming at you. We're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, and of course the social turmoil that's going on around people. And so many believers in Christ are, as you said, they're not looking through a biblical lens. They're in a biblical view. They're looking through a left or right side of the aisle view at times, as opposed to keeping a heavenly view and a biblical view on what's going on. So there's a lot of stuff coming at people right now, Will. So we wanted to talk to you about that. We just wanted to give you encouragement and give you scripture to back up the encouragement, but also to say, hey, listen, don't let it overwhelm you. Just do not let it overwhelm you.
And when you go through, verse 3, it says, the trials come because it works patience. And see, we want immediate gratification now. We want God to bless us. We want God to give us right now.
And take away all the mess.
Exactly. So in essence, we don't want to go through anything, but we want to receive everything that God, wants to give us. So if we understand how to wait for things as we begin to go through our trial, it's not going to happen when we want it to happen, but when God does deliver, it's going to be when and where we need it, and it's going to be right on time. It's not going to be anything that is delayed, but God understands. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. And so we have to just be patient, because that's what that trial is there for, to work patience in your life.
Mm-hmm. And so the next scripture says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So being mature and complete. So we all want to be mature and complete in the Lord. So if you just remind yourself of that, if you've got an accountability person too, ask them to remind you as well, hey, when you're in the middle of the storm, don't lose sight of the end goal. The end goal is to be mature and complete.
And see, Roy, it's easy, I think, for us to say, well, that's easy for you to say because you're not in my position. This is typically what we rebound on. And I'm saying, is that the best we can do? Is to say,
you don't know what I'm going through.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm going through. Is that the absolute best that God has given you to fall back on a statement like that?
Right, and most people, we've talked about this many, many times. A man with experience doesn't have to worry about an argument with someone with an opinion, right? So it's such a classic statement. And here it right is, we're talking to you from a point of experience. I know Will's life and I know my life, and we're mm-hmm. sitting here sharing with you that this holds true. The scripture holds
Absolutely.
True.
Yes,
the
it does.
The scripture spoke through us during these journeys.
Yes, it does.
And it will speak to us through the future journeys, which I pray that God doesn't put many more of those in my lifetime. But there have been a few that, that quite honestly, I wasn't sure how I was going to get through it. I knew he was going to carry me through it, but I couldn't see what that looked like in the middle of the storm, because when you're in the storm, you can't see the sunshine on the other side of the clouds, because the clouds and the rain are coming hard. But you know that the sunshine is on the other side of the clouds and the rain. just remember, your Father is just over top watching all of this and not letting any of it happen that not by design. He's got you under control. He's going to shape whatever happens and shape you through whatever happens.
Because, see, if you continue to look at the visible and the physical, then you will not be able to see the invisible
and the supernatural.
And the supernatural.
Amen.
Because that's where God is operating.
That's where he operates best.
That's right. He's not operating in the physical, the visible and physical. Because
nothing new under the sun. He already knows about it.
You know, and so when we look at these things, we're doing exactly what Peter did when he said, "Lord, bid me to walk on the water." And Jesus said, "Come on, let's go." And Peter, all of a sudden, we know the account. Yeah. He starts looking around and he starts looking at the visible and the physical. And here Jesus is right here, right before him. And he's walking. But as soon as he takes his eyes off him, he begins to sink. And see, this is what's happened to a lot of lives and families, is that they begin to sink because that man who's supposed to be the head of that household has taken his eyes
off the Lord.
And he's looking at his situation, his circumstances. Oh, wife, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Well, if you stop saying what you're going to do and say God is going to do this thing through you. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, you say, "I'm going to sit here on this couch and watch TV. Lord, bring me a job. Bring me a job, Lord, as I watch Family Feud on TV or something like that." You know, you have to go out there and put yourself out there. So you have to actively be looking.
Stepping in the natural.
And then God is going to open up that door, wherever that door is, and say, "Here's a door for you to walk through. Are you going to believe me for what I have for you on the other side?"
Or not.
And the or not is the sinking.
That's putting
your eyes on the visible and the physical.
Peter couldn't believe he was walking on the water.
He couldn't believe it.
So God had given him his wish, and Jesus had said, "Come on." And he didn't hold on to it. Took his eyes off the target.
He did.
Yeah.
And when we do that, it just allows us to basically fall in the quicksand and be sucked in.
You know, we call James the man book, you know, because it speaks a lot of instructions for life, and it's got a lot of instructions for men. Mm. You know, but it's pertinent to everybody. But
it is.
I like to refer to it as the man book. You know, it's so relative. You know, when believers in humble circumstances ought not to take pride in their high position, right? But the rich should, I'm sorry, believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. So we got to take a break here. We'll come right back. We're going to finish the scripture. So thank you for joining us today.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Last week was blowing south.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. And Roy, I tell you, you got caught twice.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we're so thankful for our producer Keith he does a great job.
He does.
So I got to pull us back around here.
That pull us back, Roy.
I jumped right over verse. Will reminded me at the break, but
pull us back.
Let's go back to verse 5, then we'll come back up to when I was talking about in humble circumstances. But Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
See, and that, I think, Roy, it says a lot about what we were talking about in the previous verses, that if we're looking at the visible and the physical, then we are unwise. So you're lacking wisdom, and God is saying you're lacking wisdom because you're looking at the visible and the physical instead of the invisible and the supernatural. So when you do this, you need wisdom. And we know the knowledge is found in the Word of God. So the Word of God speaks to us, but now the wisdom say, how am I going to use the Word of God in the situation to deliver me or free me from a set of circumstances or trial?
So teaching moment here, you back up what you just said, in the Word of God. The mm-hmm. wisdom comes through the Word of God. So that's how God speaks to you. And of course, the practical side of putting you through the storms or through the fires, that you're going to learn things as you step that and walk that out.
Absolutely.
But if you're not in the Word, you don't have the Word to bounce back to mm-hmm. when you're in the middle of the storm, to strengthen you and to guard your heart and to be your response to others who are speaking against the right things. So that's so important. That's part of the journey. Get yourself in the discipline of being in the Word with regularity. And, you know, for different people, it's a different amount of time, but you know, there's 24 hours in a day, and you should ask yourself, how much time am I giving to God by spending time in the Word and in prayer? You know, 30 minutes a day for each of those is pretty minimal amount of time compared to a 24-hour day.
And, you know, we always like to say, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved
yeah.
unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed. And see, we skip over that, need not to be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not studying, then you should be ashamed for not giving God the time and that he needs in order to sharpen you. So that when you get out and start facing the circumstances and trials of this life, that you'll be able to stand. Because in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, Roy, it talks about the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting and dividing a soul and spirit, bone and marrow. And then it finishes by saying, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of your heart.
That's so good, Will. I so appreciate your memory recall in scripture. What a blessing.
And so when we talk about that verse now that you just mentioned before we went on the break.
Yeah, so believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business.
And why is it that the rich fade away? Because they're putting their trust in the visible and the physical. They're putting it in their money.
And most likely they're putting it in themselves too, right? Wouldn't you? Most people that are financially sound or wealthy, I should say, and have done extremely well, are very, very confident in themselves, right? And almost to a point of that I did this.
Exactly. But it's the money that drives them, because right. The Word of God again says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, not money, but the love of
money. The love of money. Yeah, we all need it.
Yeah, yeah. And we know there's a lot of well-to-do people out there that are following the Lord and give back and understand that. But generally speaking, when you look across those that we see in the media
mm-hmm.
that aren't about serving God, they're about me.
Serving themselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the type of mindset we're referring to.
So those individuals, you know, Jesus said it is hard for a rich man to enter heaven, just like a camel passing through the eye of a needle.
Yeah.
And you know, that was an old Hebraic saying that it's basically an impossibility when a person put their faith and love in their riches. That's why we went back and talked about they're putting their faith and love in the riches, And that ultimately leads back to themselves, you know, selfishness, self-desires, you know, moving them forward because it's all about me, me, me. Look what I did. And I don't want to be around people who don't have as much or more money than I do because, you know, I'm the elite class. And that's how people look at themselves. And it's because of their money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And still, even though they're unbelievers, that they wouldn't have it if it wasn't made possible by God.
Exactly.
So, and verse 12, Will, the next verse, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
You know, and that's beautiful, Roy, because when you endure temptation, that means that you have set yourself up as a true representative of God. And you have placed yourself in a position to where if I am depending on God, God is taking me through my trial. So that means when I get to the other side, I have endured it.
Amen.
Just like Job.
Amen.
See, he endured a whole lot.
Yes, he did.
And then God gave him not only everything that he lost, but he gave him more. And again, we're not talking prosperity preaching or teaching here.
Not at all.
What we're saying here is simply is your obedience and your enduring the trial of whatever it is you're going through, God will give you the strength to endure. And when you come out on the other side, that you're going to be better off than when you were on the other side before. And that's evident again in the book of Job.
Yes, it is. So verse 13, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
Now, so this has been debated for ever and a day. Because a person says, well, is being tempted the same or is it different than God testing me? So they have a tendency to use the two terms interchangeably. And so God here, it says God does not tempt anyone with evil. But God does use the evil that's already in the heart of that person to bring about glory to his name. You say, explain that. I'm glad you asked, Roy. So we look at Pharaoh, for example. Pharaoh, when the children of Egypt, children of Israel, went in Egypt in bondage. Now, Pharaoh's heart was hardened because of the evil that was in his heart. God did not place that evil there because it just says right here, he can't tempt anyone with evil. So if a man don't love God or don't know God or is not one of his children, then he's already in the category of anyone who is still thinking carnal. They're thinking evil because they don't know the blessedness and hope in which God has for them until they give their life to him. So that evil is already present. So if it's present, look what God did. He hardened Pharaoh's heart even harder.
Right.
Which means that he took the evil that was in there, that was already there. He didn't put it there. He took the evil all the way. And so now Pharaoh's hardness was multiplied.
Yeah.
But how did God get the glory? He kept pressing with the plagues. He kept pressing with the plagues. He kept pressing with the plagues. And finally, when it took his firstborn, he said, you can get out of here now.
But it was too late for Pharaoh.
It was too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
Too late.
But so when he pronounced judgment on Moses, that same judgment turned around on him. And see, this is why it says in Matthew chapter 7, judge not and be not judged. For with the same judgment that you judge, you shall be judged. And with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. So however you judge someone, that judgment is going to come back to you. And the measure in which you judge them, or the amount of judgment that you judge them, that is unrighteous judgment, that same measure is going to come back to you.
Would you repeat that again, please?
Oh, see, see, see.
No, that's good. That's good word, Will.
Now I'm just going to say, go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's
right?
It. Go back. That was a God thing right there.
Oh.
So then after desire has conceived, mm-hmm. it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
So see, it's a seed planted.
That's it. That's it.
You plant the seed begin to grow, Roy.
Yep, so you can either plant the good seeds and let them manifest themselves, or you plant the bad seeds and watch out and hang on, because it's not going to be a good ride. So.
And see, and all of this we were talking about, walking down memory lane.
Last week.
So
right.
Now mm-hmm. we're saying, what memory are you going to take away from this broadcast and podcast that you're listening to? And we hope that we have planted a seed in you that when you are going through that trial, that God will take you through and you'll be better on the other side.
Yeah, grab your Bible, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. If you're in the middle of the storm, remind yourself to jump in those words and read them. Memorize them, hold them close to your heart, because it's not a matter if you're going to go through a storm, it's when you're going to go through a storm.
And tell them, Roy, how they're going to be saved.
Yep, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, just admit you're a sinner, repent for your sins, ask Jesus into your heart, find a body of believers, start reading your Bible, and turn your ways to God and say, Father, lead me down this path, and you'll have eternal life and salvation. He died for you, he loved you, and he's waiting on you to make a decision. Have a great week.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.